Guy in England miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck, fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and other car crash evoking injuries after he tripped over his cat. I can't remember much, just falling fast. It was quick. It was over within seconds. Then I was at the bottom. The freak, as they say, apocalypse meow accident.
Oh, boy.
Reportedly occurred on a night back in October when the professional musician was home alone with his hairless Egyptian Sphinx kitten, Eric Morecambe.
That's the cat's name.
Eric Morecambe. A disaster struck after the wrinkly kitty, apparently feeling playful, dove out and latched onto one of the owner's legs while he's coming down the stairs. It took a bit of a chunk out of my leg, then I lost my footing. He reportedly tumbled down 14 steps before arriving at the bottom, where he lay unable to move. His injuries included a fractured skull, a broken bone in the neck, 9 broken ribs, and blood in the lungs. Now, Eric Morecambe, the cat responsible for his life-altering wipeout, says it's going to be 6 to 12 months.
Damn.
Until this guy is back on his feet. The massively injured man didn't realize the extent of his injuries at the time. However, paramedics later revealed that he'd suffered all those different things. Unfortunately, his wife Jackie, a children's care worker, was working nights at the time, therefore unable to come to his aid. As a result, he lied unattended for 14 hours in a pool of his own blood.
Jesus.
My phone was dead. I couldn't get up. I physically couldn't get up. It's the hardest sensation. It's almost like claustrophobia. You can't get out. You can't physically get anywhere or do anything. It wasn't until the next morning that the man's wife arrived and discovered her husband spread eagle at the bottom of the steps. By the way, he's a musician. He is a vocalist.
Oh, really?
So to break all those ribs, puncture your
blood in his lungs, yeah.
All that stuff is not good. I normally get home at about 8:30, but that day I got held back at work. I didn't get home until 10. I opened the door and heard him screaming and saw the blood. He was saying, "Oh, you're home, help." By this time, he dragged himself onto the landing. They then dialed emergency services. They were there within minutes, whereupon he was quickly taken to a local hospital. Our question, when did your feet or your legs do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Still want a hairless cat.
I mean, I kind of do.
It was zero help.
But then again, that cat took a chunk out of his leg when it bit him when he was going down the steps. That's your pet. Pets don't normally take a chunk out of your body.
Now, wait. Most of the cats you've owned are prone to do that, right?
Yeah. One.
The one that bit your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One. One cat that was blind and deaf. Scared to death.
But sure played a mean pinball. Mm-hmm. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story happened when I was summer of my 13th birthday. Had a whitewater rafting trip planned 2 weeks before that. 2 ingrown toenails in both my big toes on both sides. And having to get them surgically doctored and taken care of.
Did you not cut your toenails?
I did cut my toenails. I do cut my toenails. I have to cut my toenails. I cut my toenails in a straight line.
Yes.
And the they had done one procedure before where they had fixed one side of one of my nail on my right toe, but they didn't do it well enough, and so it overgrew and ingrown the ingrown part again, and then it started on the other side. So I had both of my big toes on both sides ingrown at the same time.
How does that happen? Like, what is it? Like, I've known a lot of people that have had ingrown toenails, but what is the leading cause of that? How does that happen?
And the way the doctor explained it to me was the root at the base of where your toe turns into your toenail.
Mm-hmm.
It has a tend the it doesn't line up straight. It's supposed to go straight out. But some of them, for some reason or another, genetics or whatnot, they can become curved. And so your nail grows, instead of growing straight out, it grows out and then it turns as it follows the root from the inside of your foot.
I'm guessing you didn't go on your whitewater rafting trip.
No, I ended up with both of my feet bandaged and for a week because after the surgery, I had to wait for the toenail to regrow hard enough to where I could take the bandages off.
So do they remove the entire toenail then when they do the surgery?
Yes, they took both of the entire toenails off. They used a silver iodine on two Q-tips on either side of my toe. They had it inserted the Q-tips with this silver stuff that basically it kills the root. And so now my toes only grow my big toes only grow a toenail in the middle of my toe.
Okay.
In the middle of your toe.
Do they start in the middle and work the way out, or do they start in the back and stop in the middle?
They grow from the back all the way to the front, but it's only the middle section of my toe that has a hard nail on it. Either side of my toes have a very soft, almost a brittle feeling, like when you break your nail, but it doesn't come all the way off, kind of.
That's better than being becoming and grown again.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, though, man.
Yeah.
And from that time on, I've never had any other problems with the ingrown toenails. But I would imagine
you're on top. Somebody else here on YouTube, they said, had the same thing happen to both toes, both sides, couldn't walk for 8 days. He says, mine left a strip on toenails on both toes.
Okay.
God.
Yeah. I was in...
I think it's just hard to cut your nail straight across on the big toe. I feel like it just kind of naturally curves.
It does. But look, man, if I had to go through that, like whatever I got to do to cut it straight is what I am doing.
Can't remember if it was junior high or high school. We just didn't know any better. After gym class or practice or whatever the deal was, there was a group shower. Everybody went in there, took a shower.
Sure.
You got dressed and you went home. And I never wore flip-flops in the shower. Now, this shower was probably 8 to 10 heads in there as far as individual stalls, but just one big room.
Yeah.
And I got a plantar wart. And I don't know if I've probably had maybe 3 warts in my lifetime. It's just not something that I just don't get warty.
Yeah, I've never had a wart.
But I had one, and it was on the bottom of my heel of my foot. Now, they call it a seed. I don't know if it's a seed or not. But there's like a root system in the bottom of this thing. So they basically...
So is a wart a living thing? Is it its own kind of...
I'm assuming it kind of is.
It's a virus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I feel like when I was like a teenager... I would get them once in a while. Like, I remember having one on my finger.
Okay, so this is what it looks like.
Okay.
All right, but you got to get in there and you got to dig that damn thing out. So mine was like more like this. It was there. So they numb your toe. They numb your foot, and then they literally get in there and dig the damn thing out. I don't care how many locals they put in there. I don't care how many drugs they put you on. I just remembered I could not believe the pain of something digging into the heel of the bottom.
Even with all the locals and everything?
Everything. I mean, I could feel almost all of it. And it was just, it was the worst thing. So from that point in time on, I learned that my doctor told me, always have a pair of shower flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
Do not ever go into a communal shower without flip-flops on. So at first, I was like the pioneer of it. So everybody on the team or anybody in whatever practice or whatever you're doing, I was the only one wearing flip-flops. And when I showed them the hole that the bacteria had eaten through in the bottom of my foot, they're like, dude,
I'm on it.
Everybody got flip-flops. Every single person in there.
Right. I mean, is that even standard practice now? Because my son just started football practice as of yesterday.
And get the flip-flops with the holes in them.
What do you mean?
Like, you could wear regular flip-flops, but they're going to stay wet and damp. Whereas, like, the one with the holes keep your foot elevated off the shower ground, but yet the water will just kind of run through them.
See, that's my thought. So we started football practice yesterday for high school. It was the first year playing, freshman high school, whatever. And, you know, my wife, being a mother, worried about it getting hurt. He's going to do this. And honest to God, my thing is like the locker room, man, hygiene.
Okay.
And I definitely thought about, like, it's football. You're going to take a hit. It's going to hurt. Don't get injured, but it's going to hurt. That's the nature of the sport. But, like, don't get something gross like a plantar wart or MRSA or some other thing.
The only worst thing is you got to figure out where to put his gear. When you bring that stuff in, that you've never smelled anything.
It's going on the garage.
I've heard hockey guys have it worse.
I've heard hockey's the worst.
Hockey gear is pretty funky.
But I'm telling you, man, football stuff is. Because it's every night. You need to wash that stuff every night because you're sweating in it. It stinks. I mean, you could go
they
2 days.
Eight practices in the next 2 weeks.
But if you're putting on pads, at least in our day, I mean, your bag reeked. I mean, my stepfather used to bitch about that. He's like, put that bag in the garage.
That is where his stuff is going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've already had the cut.
I don't know that I ever brought my pads home once I was in high school. You could just leave them in the locker at the school.
Yeah, because they're not going to the
I would bring home,
house.
Like, my pants, my girdle, my jersey, the practice jersey.
Sure.
To wash it.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that was, like, a rule in my house. Like, do not bring those shoulder pads home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you...
We've already started the rule.
You can wash them. Right?
You can.
I just think most people, when you just think about washing the jersey and everything... And then,
I will wash them with a hose outdoors.
Like, yeah, by like October, man. Those pads reek.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.